Listening Exam 9, Part 3.
Each year, hundreds of thousands of graduates leave university with huge debts and with ever-decreasing opportunities for employment. David Rowe, a 24-year-old history graduate from the University of Sussex, spoke to me earlier about his own particular story. David, what was your situation when you left university?
Well, Sue, with £20,000 of debt to pay off, it was pretty grim. I sent out hundreds of CVs and got no joy. I even offered to work for free. This went on for months, so I decided to swallow my pride, and I did something drastic. I decided to walk the streets of London with a sandwich board around my neck, plainly advertising myself in the hope of getting a job.
How did you feel?
Pretty damn embarrassed at first, but I got on with it. I walked around the business areas of the city in a smart suit, a walking advert kind of thing.
Well, it was certainly an original and resourceful move on your part. Did you get any response?
After a couple of hours of walking up and down, I was stopped by a representative of an international recruitment agency. He said he was impressed with my determination and creativity, and asked me along for an interview to see if there were any possibilities.
How did that go?
After the interview, I had to walk the streets for another couple of days, but then my lucky break came. I was offered a job.
David certainly got a lucky break, unlike many other university graduates. The number of university and college students has grown considerably in the UK, with a 43% increase last year compared to 20 years before, when only approximately 17% of adults between the ages of 18 and 30 were studying at further education institutions. By contrast, the number of graduate-level jobs hasn't risen at the same speed in order to place young people in the market, and the amount of debt students owe when they leave university has increased dramatically.